Rays and Twins. What kind of a day would Chris Archer have? We'll soon find out. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Archer on the mound.
And a cut and a miss. And he is out on strikes. And a cut and a miss. So he strikes out the side. There's a shot deep to right field. That baby's up and out of here. Home run for Morrison on a 3-2 pitch. It's 2-0 Tampa Bay.
And a runner first, here's Kevin Kiermaier. There's a swing and a drive to right field and deep. Is it going to be high enough? It is! Kevin Kiermaier with a two-run home run, and he has doubled the Rays' lead. It's 4-0 here in the sixth.
And to right center field. That ball will drop for a base hit. The run will score. Vargas drives home a run, and it's 4-1. Interesting, the communication between Kiermaier and Souza Jr. out there.
He dove, and he was a good 20 feet away from the ball.
Exactly.
But like I said, he's the gift that keeps on giving, Dwayne.
Belisle throws. There's a long, high drive to deep left field. Might it reach the second deck? Yes, it does. A monster homer for Souza Jr., and the Rays return to a four-run lead.
He's smiling just as big as he was when he dove for that baseball.
Archer goes 7 2/3 with 11 strikeouts. It's the fourth time in his last five starts that Archer has struck out 11 or more batters. Kevin Cash and the Rays able to pull it off against the Twins as they win 5-2. Here's the skipper on the victory.
Great way to start a road trip. Archer came out, really set the tone. He was outstanding. I think the last two innings of work, the fastball command kind of eluded him a little bit, but I mean, building into that, that seventh inning, that's about as good as you're going to see any pitcher, not just him. He was just super efficient. I think his strikes in zone rate was like low 70s for a while there. I mean, that's doing something when you add that with the stuff. Special nights are going to happen. Their guy came out. He was tough. Santiago had a good fastball. Looked like it was, sneaking up on some hitters and gave us some challenge the first time through. And then we, made some adjustments. And Lomo comes up with the big two-run homer. Then KK followed up. And then the other one by Souza. But nice win. Really, really good win against a team that's playing really well.
Kevin, you said your team, you expected them to come out with a lot of energy tonight. And just take us through the offense, and what did you like that you saw starting in that fourth inning from Logan Morrison?
I just like the way the guys adjusted. I mean, Santiago, I know his pitch count got driven up, but we didn't hit him around by any means. And that's because his fastball was so effective. He kind of threw a lot of fastballs right there at the belt that you're not going to lay off because they're at the top of the zone strikes. But we weren't able to catch up to him. And then it seemed like once we saw him a second time, we made some adjustments to get on top of him. And, I mean, the big hits came from KK and Lomo. But even Dickey getting on base with his base hit in front. And then KK, I think he had a walk in there and also a base hit.
What was your reaction to Steven Souza Jr.'s diving attempt?
Good effort. you're never surprised with anything he does. Mark, he knows. So, I mean, that's Suze.
When's the last time you've seen an opposing crowd get on their feet and cheer for,
We said the same thing in the dugout. I don't know if I've ever seen that. But it was all in good fun. They did it right. I mean, believe me, they saw, I'm sure the cameras caught our dugout. We erupted when that happened. We were shocked that the way that situation played out.
He kind of gets the last laugh there because they show that clip before his at bat, and then he turns around and hits a home run.
Yeah, I think Souza, even after going up to the plate, he had made a comment like, "I better do something here."
As far as Archer, I mean, it seemed like those first six innings, he was just pretty much. I mean, he was unhittable, depending on what you think the scoring on the Beckham play should have been with that.
Yeah.
That kind of fastball slider combo you were talking
about.
Yeah,
that was it for sure. And I think when Maurer got the second hit there, he hadn't pitched out of the stretch hardly at all.
Right.
It just took him a little bit to kind of regroup out of that windup, and that's when you saw him yank some fastballs here and there. But, I mean, not to take anything away from his outing, that was dominant, very, very dominant.
And then he was only at 106.
But yep.
He hit with the first walk of the night. Colomé was fresh. Was there a lot of debate on that? Or you?
Well, No, they're not really. I mean, he'd given us everything we needed at that point. I know he had plenty of success against Sano that night, but we trust Alex a lot. And, you know, saying that, we also trust Arch, but given the pitch count, he had seen him. He had seen every slider in every possible location going into that at bat. It was time for somebody else to come in and get him out.
Logan Morrison notches his 13th home run of the year in the Rays' 5-2 victory over the Cubs on Friday. Here's Morrison on the win.
Well, I mean, every win's important, but, you know, it's good to get this win tonight and then get a quick turnaround and, you know, hopefully go out and do the same thing tomorrow.
What adjustments did you make to have success in that at-bat in the fourth inning?
Yeah, so he broke my bat in the first on a pretty good pitch to hit, and it was up in the zone. I know he likes to throw there. So I was selling out to up and in the whole time and was able to lay off some pitches and work a count. And he eventually threw one there and was able to put the barrel on it.
3-2 count. What'd you decide that was your pitch or how?
I mean, it was just I was looking for something in and up. And, you know, he threw a fastball. Maybe it was like it was 2-1 or something. And he threw it middle away and first strike, and I had to take it because I wasn't looking there. I was like, all right, now it's two strikes. I'm still thinking, you know, get the head out, get him close to me. And, you know, he tried to come in 2-2 and missed away again and made his pitch, but I was able to get the barrel there and run out. So.
You now lead the team with home runs right now. How much pride do you take in being able to consistently contribute to the team?
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely take a lot of pride in that. You know, I'm hitting fourth. This team depends on me to drive in runs, get on base, and score runs. So, you know, our record isn't good enough, so I haven't been good enough. And, you know, that's the way I look at it. We got, as a team, we have to be better, but I have to be better for sure.
Steven Souza Jr. goes 1-for-4 with a solo shot in the Rays' 5-2 victory against the Twins. Here he is on the win.
I mean, everybody knows I'm going to go out there and lay it on the line. And sometimes I'm going to make a fool of myself, and sometimes I'm going to make plays.
All right, you hear your teammate saying, nice dive, buddy. Seventh inning. What happened there on that diving attempt?
Vargas hit the ball, and it went in the lights immediately, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know if it was right at me. And so I basically just hit the deck, and it landed about 40 feet away from me. And KK got me laughing pretty good there.
Here it is. All right, will you take us through it?
Yeah, so he hits the ball, and immediately I see it, and then it's gone, and then I just hit the deck. I hit the deck. I didn't want to get hit in the face. I didn't know where it was, and then we just had a good time.
What do you think about your teammates' reaction, especially when you came back into the dugout?
It's great. You know, we come out here, and we try to have fun, and, you know, we're going to make mistakes, maybe look stupid sometimes, but at the end of the game, it's just about having fun, and it was great to put a laugh on for everyone.
Well, you got the last laugh. Eighth inning, you come through, you crushed a solo shot to left field. Take us through that at-bat.
Yeah, just trying to lock it back in after a standing ovation for a bad dive. I don't think that's ever happened. And get a good pitch to hit, and he had some good stuff up there, but he just left one where I was looking for it and got a good barrel on it.
Steven, before we let you go, to get this 9-game road trip off on the right foot, what do you make of this win tonight?
It's huge. These guys have been playing really good baseball. This is a really good team, and so to come and get the first one is important. And so, man, Arch was incredible tonight. I mean, he got some bad luck there at the end, but our starting pitching is going to carry us to this road trip, and our offense is going to back it up. So, really, we just got to bear down, play defense, and win this series.
Things resume Saturday as Jake Odorizzi takes the hill for the Rays. He'll square off against the Twins at Alberto Mejia.